All right, we'll open the regular monthly meeting with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So it's usual that we open the floor for public comment after we start the meeting. And just to bring you up to date on what's been going on, we had two public hearings tonight. We had a hearing on local law to override the budget cap of 2%. Should that be needed, we don't anticipate that to be needed, and we had a presentation of the budget. There is a copy of the budget on the back there if you want to take it home, take a look at it. So if you have any interest in that. And with that, anybody have any comments? John?
Yeah, how they make it out with that sign up on the hill? I know in January or December they said they're working on it. I wonder how they got it fixed yet. I don't see it up in place or nothing.
Which sign is the speed limit sign? We still looking for parts for that?
No, I get the parts. We just have to get it to work again.
All right, we're still working on it.
All right. Now, I also understand, I mean, we live on Albany Avenue, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I think New York State come out with a new law now. No modification of muffler systems. It goes into effect April 1st, I'm pretty sure, though I read it in the paper. It seemed to me it's pretty noisy on Route 20. What I think the problem is these guys don't know what gear to put their motorcycles in. Instead of going down the road in third or fourth gear, they're going down there in first gear. So I think they do that so they want to do a wheelie all the way down Route 20. They have the power to get it up on thing. And it seems to be a constant thing. We would like to be able to open our windows because summer's coming. We do pay taxes, and we should get a little share of our police force. It seems to be happening between noontime and 4 o'clock. I don't know if we have coverage then or not. It just seemed to be a constant thing. I mean, it'd be nice to open up your windows, springtime. So maybe they could look into that, and maybe they could do something with this new law, no modification of muffler systems. They won't even let them pass inspection now, the way the new law read. And I hope it don't take as long as it did to fix the sign.
All right, anything else?
That's it.
Okay, anyone else, no? All right, moving on, approve the minutes of the previous meetings, the March 9th, 2022 board meeting.
Make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the meeting of the special minutes of the special meeting held on March 15th.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions, alterations, deletions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report for March.
Actually,
preliminary treasurer's report.
I think we should just table it. Nothing's really changed. She just came back yesterday, so
she'll present
an updated one next month.
Entertain a motion to table the treasurer's report until the May meeting.
You don't really need a motion for that.
I'll make the motion.
You do need a motion.
You do?
Yeah.
Never.
No. Motion by table by Julia. Second by Charlie did.
Charlie, okay. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Old business, PFAS cost recovery lawsuit.
There you go, you have correspondence.
Correspondence on there?
You guys were invited somewhere.
Members of the board are invited, Members of the board are invited to attend the County DWI Memorial Ceremony on Tuesday, April 26th at noon at the Rensselaer County DWI Memorial at K-12 Congress and 13th Streets in Troy. RSVP to Madison Bush. So we'll pass that around and you can look at it if anybody wants to go.
You can let me know and then I'll RSVP to her for you.
Okay. PFAS cost recovery lawsuit.
Okay, I put that in the packet. That's what Rich discussed last month about, because of PFOAs, there's a lawsuit. And I started a chart keeping track of our expenses for our tasks, like you asked. So far, we're up to $4,575. I spoke to them. You'll see that on page one in your packet thing that is stapled. Mm-hmm. And then it's just a bunch of details. You know, it's like a class action suit. There's no charge to us and all that stuff. So I just wanted to give you the information. And I guess now and then I should have got a motion that we participate. We already signed on to participate when I did the paperwork that Rich asked me to do.
So we're already signed on to this?
Yeah, we just have to sign like a contract. Not that it's going to cost us anything, but when and if they win this,
mm-hmm.
the attorneys get fees and stuff. So it's all in that packet. And
that's usually in a class action. That's all usually laid out by the court anyway.
Right. He put a whole bunch of stuff in here that I just thought you guys wanted to see. I mean, we are participating, and it's not going to be at any cost. So I'm just going to keep track of our costs and for all of our PFOA tests.
I'd like to table this till next month till we get have Dave look at it. That's all. Just look at the terminology in it.
I didn't know he wasn't going
to
be here.
I'll send it over to him.
All
right. Entertain a motion to table PFAS contract until next month.
Motion
by Julia, second by Charlie. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. New business, pond maintenance contract.
I put it in your packets. He's not having any increases for us this year. And I'd like to continue with the service if we've been pleased.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. So the pond maintenance contract is to use a probiotic treatment technology in the pond to keep the weeds down. So that's what that's about. $1,470 as it has been for the last couple of years. That seems to do a good job. So. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Columbia Green Animal Housing.
Okay, I put a sample. Sample agreement in your packet. During the week we had an issue where Lynn had to pick up an animal and contacted the person at the town. I mean, as you know, that when, what was his name, did it?
Paul.
Yeah, we would use the town's contract
He was for everybody, towns, Godekna. Yeah. So when he had an animal that he couldn't find owner to, he brought it to the Humane Society. We don't have an agreement with one. We have it with the town. When we contacted the town person, because they have a new person as well, she was not really going to come out and pick up the animal. So I had Lynn look into what it would be for us to just create our own agreement so we don't have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no cost. I mean, you're going to pay the same thing the town does if you bring an animal there.
Right. So the maximum cost is $650, the way I see it.
The what?
The maximum cost is like $650. So
right. And currently we would pay that anyways to the town if we were to use the facility through the town lady.
Right.
Being that we're separate now, I just think that we should have our own agreement and Lynn will have a place to bring the animals if need be. In that case, we did end up finding the owner later on, late at night, but mm-hmm. we did find the owner and she didn't have to bring it anywhere. I actually think the police assist a little bit and that all worked out. But for the future, they're gonna draw up an agreement for the village of Nassau, just like the towns and just mm-hmm. like this one. So I just wanted to get approval to do that.
Yes, I agree. I think that's a good idea if we have our own.
There's a little bit of animosity with the town and us.
They got a different person now?
Yeah, they have a different person.
Oh, because they were going to have Lynn.
Something. I don't know what happened, but we should have our own place. That's
okay.
Pretty much.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was easy when we all had the same person, so.
So I'll have them send us an agreement. This is just a sample one from another town of what, this is what she sent.
All right. And then when you got it, email it to me. I'll send it over for Dave. We can get it signed next month, so.
All right. So anybody going to make a motion to?
Table it?
No, no, she wants to approve.
I thought Dave had to approve.
Well, she's going to, well, you can just go ahead and get the agreement. You don't need a motion for that. Just
okay,
get the agreement.
So we'll have the contract.
And we'll approve it next month when it gets here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, next up on the list is resolutions to adopt the local law number 3 for the tax cap override. The budget is within the tax cap, so if we don't anticipate any changes, then we don't really need to approve this law. But we will go through the process. So entertain a motion to approve local law number 3, 2022, the tax cap override.
Make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Rich. Okay, any questions? All right, so. So all those in favor, do you need a poll vote on this? I think you do, because it's a 60% vote.
Oh, okay.
So,
the mayor,
you can start with
vote?
Me. No.
No what?
No, I vote no.
We're on the...
Tax cap override.
No to pass it?
Correct.
Okay. Rich, trustee Elder, how do you vote?
Yes.
Forte?
No.
Moldoff?
No.
Hold on. And Collins?
Yes.
Okay, budget was 3-2 against, so tax override law is defeated. Next resolution is to adopt the 22-23 village budget.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Okay, so we note for the public that the budget is within the tax cap as outlined under New York State Comptroller's Office. Any questions on the budget prior to adoption? And all right, we need a poll vote on that one. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Open the floor for public comment prior to paying the bills. John.
One more question. Any idea when that sign will be done up there? A month, 2 months, a year, 2 years?
The sign up on the hill?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, I don't think it's going to take that long, but I need a housing. I need a housing for it, because that was one of the issues why it got. There was a problem is because water's getting in it.
The what?
So water is getting in it. That was one of the reasons why the charger went, because it got wet.
All right, and that's all fixed.
I got a new charger. We have a new charger and it's installed, but I don't have a. It's not the. Container's not sealed. That's the reason why I don't want to put it out yet, is because I don't have it done. I have to have one of the guys look at it and figure out how to seal it up. It has a rubber housing around, you know, around it, so that you can open it up and close it and it stays, but it failed. And that was the reason why it went bad. So we got to get that fixed. And I think we can do it in-house.
We'll move it up on the list and take a look at it. And
I mean, we got it. We might as well use it.
I mean,
don't want to end up like this dinosaur we got down here that don't run on the batteries. It's got to be plugged in.
Right.
and he can't be used no place else in the village unless you plug it into somebody's house.
Right, exactly.
We'll move it up. We'll take a look at it. Anything else? Motion to pay bills number 329 through 357 in amount of $20,826.20 in the general fund and $24,696.09 in the water fund and $4,258.41 paid outside of abstract.
Motion
by Julia.
Second
by Charlie. Any questions on the bills? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Thank you, boss.
Charlie?
Second.
Julia? We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming.